Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus looked up to heaven and prayed, Holy Father, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. May my words unite us with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Cast your mind back just over 3 weeks, and we celebrated the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe, VE Day. It was to celebrate peace in Europe, good news indeed. But just what did it take to achieve that peace? It took the coming together of the British people, along with members of the Commonwealth nations and the Americans, working in unity to achieve the objective. This is what came to mind when I looked at the reading for the gospel we've heard. Now, those of you who have some idea how my mind works, do better than I do, may know where I'm going with this. But for those who've not worked it out yet, there are three references in the text to being one. Now, the context of this reading is Jesus is with his disciples before going to the Garden of Gethsemane, praying with them and for them. The prayer Jesus prays is for one of inclusion and unity. He wanted his people to come together in unity, and he still does. The church today is sometimes divided along social and theological issues, most of which you already know. Jesus prays for the success of his followers' work in the world by stating that he is part of the Father's oneness. Jesus makes himself equal to God. Jesus and God are united in will, in power, in loving intent for humankind, in commitment to salvation, and in mercy that endures forever. The question is, are we also united in one? Do we talk about we, or do we talk about terms of us and them? Now, unfortunately, there's still many people that still have an us versus them attitude. It's a sad example of the division that exists in Christianity today. The old attitudes will not work in the new reality that exists today. They need to be thrown out like we throw out the rubbish. A change in attitude won't happen overnight. It will take time, but it needs to happen. God loves diversity, yet he calls us all to be one. If we have Christ's love, we can love one another, and the world can see how much God loves them. Unity is often missing because although Christians seek to be one with Christ, they refuse to be one with each other. Unity in Christ means we must give up something of ourselves. Every church says it wants to grow, but what that usually means is that the church wants more people to come in and support the church that's been created according to the wants and the tastes of its current congregation. We want our church to grow while being the same. We're all connected. However, we must not let being connected with God become bogged down with our rituals. Our rituals must adapt to the changing circumstances of the world. We must not think that the world will adapt to us. Unity does not mean sameness, uniformity. Far from it. It means similarity of purpose, of situation, of allegiance, of intention, of behaviour towards one another. It means accepting. We're reminded in Romans 12, we are all different. It says, and I quote, "For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in portion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection." Those words, as I say, talk about many, but being one. For those who believe, it means gathering under the canopy of creation and being part of the great singleness of purpose. That singleness of purpose could be helped by "Thy Kingdom Come." Father Wayne wrote an introduction on the email he sent out each week from the parish office. And as a point, if you don't receive that email and want to know about it, speak to me afterwards. Father Wayne wrote, "Thy Kingdom Come is a global ecumenical prayer movement that invites Christians around the world to pray from Ascension to Pentecost, for more people to come to know Jesus. Since it began in May 2016, God has grown Thy Kingdom Come from a dream of possibility into a movement that unites more than a million Christians in prayer in nearly 90% of the countries worldwide, across 85 different denominations and traditions, so that friends and family, neighbours and colleagues might come to faith in Jesus Christ. Every person, household and church is encouraged to pray during the 11 days in their own way. It is our hope and prayer that those who have yet not heard the good news of Jesus Christ and his love for the world will hear it for themselves and respond and follow him. Specifically, we again invite each and every Christian across the globe to pray that God's Spirit might work in the lives of five people who have not responded with their yes to God's call. Whether you've joined in Thy Kingdom Come before or not, we invite you to take part from the 29th of May till the 8th of June. You can find more information and resources on the website. This is all Christians come together in prayer with a single purpose: to create unity, to be as one despite our differences. Everyone doing this will be on day four today, titled "Thy Will Be Done on Earth as It Is in Heaven." Unity is sharing God's love in a broad and inclusive platform which we as Christians can stand and tolerate great diversity. There's no place in this unity for hate, prejudice, or writing people off. As we're still in the Easter period, we must remember the true meaning of Easter. It's Christ coming to save us. He wanted us to experience unity with Him and with each other. He came to guarantee our home in heaven. One way we come together in unity with Christ is when we gather around the Lord's table, the Holy Eucharist. It shows that we're determined to live as Christ's people in unity with all His other people throughout the world. Sadly, not all Christians in the world can gather freely. In the early history of the church, Christians worshipped secretly in Rome, in the Roman catacombs, and died publicly in the Colosseum. In many parts of the world today, such as India, China, the Middle East, Christians are still worshipping in secret and are being persecuted in public. But they are still united as one with Christians throughout the world in their faith in Jesus Christ. They must gather in secret and in fear, much like the disciples did when they gathered behind the locked doors of the upper room after Jesus' resurrection. With this in mind, that we should strive to build relationships. Relationships are important. Unity is built by eating together, worshipping together, studying the scriptures together, learning together, engaging in acts of service and acts of random kindness together, and by learning how to agree with church doctrine by finding a common ground. Our unity with each other and with the whole church is to reflect and personify the unity between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so that the unbelievers will see and believe that God sent Jesus. The primary purpose of our existence is for us as one body to be effective in our witness to the world. The fulfillment of this prayer is not up to us. The Holy Spirit continues to bless us with unity. Jesus prays for the success of our witness as He prayed that they may all be one, as You, Father, are in Me and I am in You. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that You have sent Me. As we prepare to celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the first disciples, can I encourage you to desire to become more like Jesus, to want Jesus to live in you and to be at work in you? My prayer is that you do all you can to promote complete unity. Amen.